adult children. Sometimes it seems they just don't get it, right? So what can you do to help your adult children not repeat the same financial mistakes that you made at their age? What can you do? Not a thing. There's just no way to guarantee that your adult children won't repeat your mistakes. In fact, most of the time, that's exactly what happens. Here's the problem. Your words don't carry much weight when your way of life contradicts those words. Hopefully, you're living the example of what you want your children to imitate. Because if you think you can live one way and expect something else from your children of any age, you've still got a lot to learn about child rearing. Charles Swindoll said the model is what's going to be remembered. Our example outlives our achievements. But don't lose heart. All is not lost. Your adult children are not the first young adults to make financial mistakes, and they won't be the last. The big question is when or if they will wake up and smell the coffee. There's nothing you can do to guarantee that's ever going to happen, but there are a few things you can do that might be helpful. And the first is let them fail. Now, I admit, that doesn't sound very helpful at first. But when someone is stubbornly headed in the wrong direction, sometimes running smack into the consequences of their behavior is the best way to learn. Many people must experience failure before they're willing to pay the price to be successful. The second thing you can do is don't rescue them. Now, this is just the counterpart to let them fail. If you let them fail only to rescue them, you've made sure that they're going to end up worse off than before. When they call you for a little help to pay off a high credit card balance or buy a new car or pay for private school or whatever, that's the time to cut out one of my columns on this topic and send it to them. Or send them this podcast when it comes out. They'll get the message, and now they can just be mad at me too, which is to say, take a number. The third thing is to live it out yourself. Perhaps you made some financial mistakes yourself earlier in your life. Maybe you're not perfect now. The most effective thing you can do is to communicate your financial values to your adult children by living them out. If you're overspending, make a budget that works. If you have credit card debt, make a plan to get out of it and stay out of it. Take responsibility for your own financial life, and believe me, they'll take notice. As much as I might like you forwarding an endless stream of my articles and podcasts to others, you might need to cut back on doing that with your kids. It's just a form of nagging, and it gets old quick. Your children may or may not respond to your words or your nagging, but they can hardly keep noticing your example. It's not a guarantee they'll change, but it's the best shot that you've got to give them. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.